We don't have an update on the injury report. We'll have that for you on Wednesday. That's when we're required to announce that. Any questions?
John, the guard you signed, Patrick, what can he bring to this team when he gets up to speed with things?
You know, he's got it. We knew some guys that coached him that were familiar with him. I think he's, you know, he's a smart, tough guy that we think can help us at really multiple positions, both guard and tackle.
What went in, John, to cutting Jordan Mills? What was behind that decision?
You know, as I tell guys, I mean, it's not personal. It's we like the other guys better.
John, what was the difference in the young receivers that you kept Meredith over Omudu and Lawrence?
I think really, you know, the two young guys kind of stuck out in our minds during, you know, the evaluation process, both the OTAs and, you know, also in camp. You know, we were fortunate that if he did clear, so we've got him, you know, on the practice squad. You know, so I think it worked out well. You know, and Cam was a guy that we liked, you know, way back when we first evaluated him in a local area tryout. And I think he just continued to grow and improve.
Is Kyle Long's position for Sunday's game up in the air at this point?
Depends on what you call up in the air.
Is he going to play guard or tackle?
I think he's going to be active for the game more than likely. I'd say that's about the air that I know. So he's, you know, right now we're trying to find our best five and then also our best seven because typically that's what we'll activate for the game.
You said it's like last week when we were talking about it, that it's never too late to make changes, but teams generally like to know what they have going into the first week of the season. How difficult is that to not have that situation?
Well, I think it's fair with, you know, on our 53-man roster, all those guys are possibilities. Mm-hmm. Not just this week against Green Bay, but, you know, late in the season, middle of the season, next week, things change. So, you know, I feel good about where we are, and, you know, we'll have to, you know, an hour and a half before kickoff, activate our 46 just like our opponent will.
John, with Kyle moving around some of the last couple of weeks, do you mm-hmm. keep a pulse on his confidence to make sure that he's handling everything?
Yeah, he's probably a guy that I am least concerned about his confidence on our football team.
Why is that?
Because I think he's a pretty good player and a pretty competent guy, and I think most good players are.
Is Bushrod's availability going to be kind of a week-to-week thing with his back? Or, I mean, is he, do you have to monitor that situation or manage it? Or?
I think, you know, I mean you know, I can't predict that. You know, I can't predict who will get injured. I can't predict, you know, how exactly we're going to play. You know, I think you know, it's no different with Jermont.
But is it a situation where, well, let's give him a month off and he'll be 100% for the rest of the season, whereas instead of he might be in and out of the lineup if we start playing him right away?
Well, I'd like to stay away from the month vacations, mm-hmm. yeah. I think, you know, we'll manage him just like we do all players. You know, we're trying to get him to the game. We've been trying to get him to the regular season. Now it's here.
John, if Kyle Long does slide over to tackle, would Dukas be the starter right guard, or is that a competition at this point?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're not going to announce our starting lineup. You know, I think most people would understand why. But, you know, they're all options. They're on the team.
John, you have a new right guard. Is it a big ask to get him coached up in time to – expect him to play meaningful minutes?
No, I think, you know, you go through, you know, sometimes coaches will get in, you know, well, this guy doesn't know everything since, you know, off season, even training camp. You know, I think at the end of the day, you know, I viewed the claiming deadline like another draft. You know, we've got some rookies playing. A lot was made of, you know, Amos, you know, being on the first team. You know, I think Tyo's improved a whole lot. As we've gone through. So that's what young players and new players do. You know, you coach them up, get them ready, and, you know, hopefully you get better for it.
John, what is the actual advantage of not announcing a starter at any position before game day? I mean, how is the Packers' preparation compromised or affected by them not knowing who's going to start?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know how they do it, but, like, we put jersey numbers on guys on our scout team and kind of simulate a game as well as we can in preparation for the game. You know, I think they probably have a lot of offenses and defenses they've not used. in the preseason, just like we have and everybody in our business does. I don't think it serves you well to advertise what you're going to do, personnel or plays.
John, did you learn anything new about Ryan Pace this weekend, and what was the dynamic like between the scouting staff and the coaches?
Well, I thought they did a tremendous job. I thought it was great. I didn't see our scouts, you know, during camp. You know, they were in looking at tape. You know, I think that's their job, what they do, and I thought they did a terrific job. You know, the guys they brought to us, I think, legitimately made us better, and, you know, only time will tell, but they worked at it very hard. I thought it was very smooth, you know, particularly for, you know, our first 53-man cut, and even after that.
John, what did you make of Mike McCarthy saying that they're going to kick Chicago's this weekend?
Well, I looked at the tape. You know, they should be confident.